AM W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Supreme Court's expected to release up to four opinions tomorrow on the two dozen cases still outstanding. ABC's Devin Dwyer on what's to come.
We're waiting for two gun cases, including a case on whether the ban for guns for domestic abusers can stand. Also, the ban on bump stocks, the device used in the deadliest mass shooting in American history, whether that can pass muster.
The justices could also rule on former President Trump's immunity claim. A U.S. Navy subs arrived at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as a fleet of Russian warships gather for planned military exercises in the Caribbean. Authorities in Alpine County, California, say two people were killed when a single-engine plane crashed in a mountainous area near South Lake Tahoe. The Lakota Nation says the reported birth of a rare white buffalo at Yellowstone National Park could be a sign of better times. It says it's also a signal that more must be done to protect the earth and animals. This is ABC News. It's not often that you hear about moose attacks, but Colorado has seen two in 2 days.
Both attacks came from the same moose defending her young. In a 48-hour period, the moose attacked two victims around Winter Park. The first was a man out walking his dogs on a leash. They turned a corner, and there was a moose 30 yards away. The moose went after them, launching the man into the air. The moose attacked the dogs. A man says he fought back. The dogs were injured. He was mostly okay. Colorado wildlife officials say moose see dogs as predators and will fight. Then a jogger was attacked by the same moose and was seriously injured. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Researchers examining the length of sea ice say the polar bear population along Canada's Hudson Bay is at risk of extinction should ice-free periods get longer. Iran has released a French national who has been imprisoned for over 20 years, accused of taking part in nationwide protests. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News & World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
In news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly two-thirds over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again. This time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night. After beating the Blue Jays 5-4, it's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers ending. We'll see partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. Near 50 degrees at daybreak, we'll have light winds. Sunny skies Friday, highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday, we'll have a chance of some showers developing in the afternoon. It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning. Can we get Greg Bach to attend his first ever dairy breakfast this weekend? We'll certainly milk it for all it's worth.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The shadow by my finger cast divides the future from the past. Behind its shadow, I'm going to have to try it again, forgive me. The shadow by my finger cast divides the future from the past. Behind its unreturning line, the vanished hour, no longer thine. Before it lies the unknown hour. In darkness and beyond thine power, one hour alone is in thine hands, the now on which the shadow stands. Grasp that now, wield it. Now is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. This is the fourth poem I've ever memorized, and I screwed it up, but I got it back. Call the number here, 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. Our fearless leader, Tom, is with child. That's not true. He's got a bug. He's got a little sick. And so I am here and glad to be here with you. It is also Gratitude Thursday. It is Thank You Thursday. It is the time in the run-up to Democracy Summer where we say thank you to people who are doing good to make democracy great again. And I use the phrase on purpose. How do we make sure that the people are in charge and who's out there who you really appreciate? Who's out there who is toiling away, who is an activist? I'll give you somebody. So he's been a caller before who has given, did he say he's given 150 gallons of blood? It was a lot of blood. So to think about who we thank, blood donors is a category. Might be somebody more specific, might be our third grade teacher, or it might be somebody who is giving in a way that is hard to thank because they help in ways that help lots of people in tiny ways. I never thank my garbage man. I don't even know his name. Yet, they take away my filth every week. And every time if I leave an extra thing or I leave the lid a little bit open or something's kind of falling out, they don't just let it fall on the ground. They do a good job every time. I never thank them. But who's out there? Who is an elected official that maybe is getting insufficient gratitude or insufficient shine? What's an activist group? What's a group you're participating in that you want to shout out? It's a perfect time for a nonprofit shout out, for an activist group shout out. Anybody out there is working at the local level that needs a little bit of a shout out, Thank You Thursday is a chance to do it. Call in 202-808-9925. Who's doing good work on women's right to choose? Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the group of anti-choice doctors who brought the lawsuit against mifepristone, the abortion pill, that they did not have standing. They importantly did not rule on any of what we would call the merits. They threw the case out for lack of standing, so you still get to use mifepristone. What that means is the anti-choice folks will just get together and figure out what they want to do next. Who's doing good work on woman's right to bodily autonomy? And how might we shout them out? Who's doing good work on climate change? Who's doing good work on our environment? Back in the day, he used to talk about the six E's. We focused on the six E's: education, economy, environment, equal rights, election reform, and health care with no H. These were our six E's. Any of those. He's doing good work to amplify our education system, to bring it into the 21st century, to give teachers the tools so that they're able to compete with TikTok, etc., or maybe even utilize, maybe my brother's a teacher, maybe even utilize modern communications tools to get kids really ready for their lives and ready to compete and ready to thrive and ready to help others. Who's doing good work on climate change, on trying to stem it, and or trying to capture carbon, and or trying to store energy, and or move us into a more climate-friendly future? Who deserves a shout-out? Who deserves a thank you? Who's doing good work on economic fairness, on economic responsibility, on giving people a real chance for a leg up, at making sure the American dream is not a nightmare, nor just a lie? How do we make sure that we have a lasting middle class, or a reestablished middle class, a rebirthed middle class? Who is helping us develop the kind of economy that we want to have, we wish we had? Who do we want to shout out and express gratitude or give a little shine to on that? And yeah, who is working on democracy itself? Who is thinking about voting systems, campaign finance, thinking about how we change our system of voting so that more voices do have a chance to participate, so we're not only hammering tongs all the time, so there is a greater representation of the will of the human beings, of the people of the country? Who is thinking about how government itself could just work better, right? Not bigger government, not smaller government, better government. How do we just have government systems, bureaucracies that function better, that are more user-friendly, DMVs that we like? Who's working on that? Anybody you want to shout out? Anybody you want to say thank you to? And on equal rights, who's doing good work on trying to bend the arc of history towards justice? Who's out there that's working, from Reverend Barber, who we've talked about here, to maybe somebody that people haven't heard of before? Who's doing great work to try to not only lift people up in an economic circumstance, but also to make sure that the privileges that we have are more widely shared? And if they're not widely shared, they're at least recognized. How do we make sure, how do we do a little bit better job that when somebody is born in this country, that they've got a fair shot? And how do we make sure that people can live healthy lives? Anybody want to say thank you to that is helping in terms of prevention, or helping in terms of senior care, or helping in terms of actual health and not just health care? Anybody who's helping to reform our health system, any organization, any human being? Who do you want to thank? Because here's the thing. The thanking isn't just for the person, and maybe not even primarily for the person you're thanking. That make them feel good. But what we know now, thanks to UC Davis and UC Berkeley, as they've done studies on this, that gratitude makes us healthier and happier. I don't mean receiving it. I mean sharing it. In this study, I've shared it before, but on Thank You Thursday, I like to share it. This study on, as some of our good fans and good friends know, this study on lottery winners. If you win the lottery, you get happier about 5%. And they measure it, right? They say, how happy are you? And you score it. They say, how happy are you today? And you score it. And they test people before and after the lottery, you get about 5% happier, sometimes a little more. And then eventually it goes away. And you get back to sort of your happiness set point. But if you express gratitude on a regular basis, if you, for instance, they tested doing a gratitude journal and writing it down, that can provide a happiness benefit as big as winning the lottery. And guess what? It sticks for as long as you keep doing it. It doesn't seem to erode. I don't mean you say thank you one time, you're happy the rest of your life. That's not what I mean. But if it becomes a habit in our lives, we become better. Now, here's why I care about this. Yeah, I will acknowledge it because I care about happiness. But what else the hell are we doing here? We don't. But also because so much of when we get together, so much of this is about things we're grumpy about, things we want to change, problems we spot that we want to solve, villains that we wish weren't in charge, things that need to be undermined and toppled, things that we've got to complain about and probably be worth yelling about. We don't want to blow out the speakers. It is worth taking a couple of minutes, maybe more than a couple of minutes, to think, what are the good parts? Who in the struggle deserves a little bit of love? Who in the struggle deserves a little bit of shout out? Who deserves a little bit of shine? Who could use some number of hundreds of thousands or millions of people who hear and see and read about their good work? Who deserves that? And if we don't know, maybe we should find out. Because we Google it or we listen here, we ask a friend. Who out there is doing good work? Where is the hope out there? What can I say thank you to? And yeah, that'll have strategic benefit, because then we know what to invest in, we know what to volunteer for, we know what to donate to. We know what to talk about on the air other than just complaints, which, to be clear, they're still free rein on complaints. It's not No Complaint Thursday. But it's not only for the strategic benefit. It's not only for the movement building benefit in that regard. It's also for you who expresses the gratitude. Make each of us feel a little better. And by the way, if happiness seems cheap, let me go beyond that. It's also about health. Makes you sleep better. Improves heart rate, improves blood pressure, improves diet. It correlates with having healthier weight. Reduces cortisol, just makes us better. Just makes us better. Now, why do I care about your health? I hope it's not merely like Trump, who said the quiet part out loud, very loudly at a rally, who said, I don't care about you, I just care about your vote. Has he ever said a truer thing? I know there's this gotcha habit with Donald Trump, which I thought, oh, look, he said something, let's... But really, has he ever said a truer thing? I think he said, and I think some of his viewers are like, yeah, we're not here because we think you care about us. We think you're here because you hate the people we hate. But that's not the movement we're trying to build. We're not trying to build a movement around hate. We're not trying to build a movement around, I don't care about you, I only care about your vote. We're trying to build a love army. We're trying to build a crew that wants to make the world a little bit better around a lot worse. I won't overstate that we're still human beings with passions and fears and angers and selfishnesses, and that's okay. Trying to be a little better isn't hypocritical, except to the degree that we're all hypocrites, and that's okay. But when we get together, we don't want to just get together on venality or anger. We want to build a movement that makes us stronger. So we care about one another, because isn't that the point? But also, even if we did, if we didn't care about any of that, even if that's just hogwash hooey, and all we really care about is building a team that has a better likelihood of winning, I want this team filled up. I want this team with energy. I want this team strong tomorrow, not just spent from the fight, but a little bit stronger so we can fight again. Not just tired from the barn raising, but splitters pulled and gratitude shared and backs padded so they can do the next barn raising. So we can do the next barn raising. Because we're in this together. Because it's our only chance. Our only chance are Aristotelian friends of the good. Aristotle said three kinds of friends. Friends of pleasure, friends of mutual benefit, and friends of the good. The highest form of friendship, friends of the good. People not united merely by sharing a beer, not merely united by sharing a no-bid contract, but shared also, united also, by a common objective, common values, common purpose. That's why we're here. That's why I'm so grateful to be here with you. What are you thankful for? 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. That's the call-in number. I'm Jefferson Smith. This is Tom Hartman Show. This is your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Be back with your gratitude and more. 202-808-9925. Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay. College kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
People can get pretty uncomfortable on hot summer nights, but not after discovering a secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling, bedding, and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperatures and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. We've slept like babies since using Cozy Earth, and we think you will too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code Tom, THOM. And after checkout, be sure to select Sirius XM, the follow-up survey. Choose our show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. we're back. It's Thank You Thursday. What's out there? And funny stuff is helpful, too. You can have surprising stories of gratitude. Let's go to Barry from Alpine, Texas. Go ahead, Barry.
Thank you. Literally, as I'm listening to you this morning, I've been working on a story that I'm going to submit to a writer's anthology. And the title of it is Thank You to All Our Teachers.
Amen.
And talk about synchronicity. Yes, I remember Ms. Kritzberg in first grade when one of her students, having completed the naval basic training, came in his naval uniform. She couldn't have been prouder. But the person I'm writing about now and talking about is Professor James Marshall, my constitutional law professor back in IIT, Chicago Kent College of Law. We began the second semester of constitutional law, which was to deal with due process. And he started the morning of that first day, second semester, by asking, you're probably wondering, what is due process? And he said, due process is otherwise known as fundamental fairness. And there was a pause that I remember to this day. Pause, 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 pause. Or that which the heart knows is right. Now, Professor Marshall was as conservative for the time as one could possibly be. The Marine buzz cut, sport jacket, bow tie. He even disagreed with Marbury versus Madison. And as Tom has often discussed on his program, though he didn't know Professor Marshall was probably right. And I use those words of Professor Marshall throughout my career as a now retired assistant district attorney in Erie County, where Buffalo, New York is. It was the guiding light by which I judged the work of all of our
fundamental
servants
fairness
and officials. Fundamental fairness, or that which the heart knows is right.
Great way to end the segment. Thank you, Barry.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You too can be a hero for just one day for that which you know, what the heart knows, is right.
Just because she says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day doesn't mean she doesn't deserve anything. Not to worry. The Books Co. has you covered. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S, as in bouquets of flowers. They offer farm-fresh, sustainably sourced flowers for next or same-day delivery. Order today and get 25% off your entire purchase. Go to Books.com/Tom. That's Books.com/THOM for 25% off with the code Tom. And remember, Valentine's Day isn't just for lovers. Show your best galentine some love. Let mom know how much you love her. Or make that first move with the one you've been crushing on. Fellas, you think it's cold outside now? Wait until you forget Valentine's Day. The Books Co. is here to make your life easier, and they offer more than just roses. You'll find sweet treats, beautifully styled bouquets, plants, gifts, and succulents on their site. This Valentine's Day, spread the book love with your first love, your forever love, and your loved ones. Go to Books.com/THOM for 25% off with the code Tom.
Just because she says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day doesn't mean she doesn't deserve anything. Not to worry. The Books Company has you covered. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S, as in bouquets of flowers. They offer farm-fresh, sustainably sourced flowers for next or same-day delivery. Order today and get 25% off your entire purchase. Go to Books.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Books.com/THOM for 25% off with the code Tom. And remember, Valentine's Day isn't just for lovers. Show your best Galentine some love. Let mom know how much you love her. Or make that first move with the one you've been crushing on. Fellas, you think it's cold outside now? Wait until you forget Valentine's Day. The Books Company is here to make your life easier, and they offer more than just roses. You'll find sweet treats, beautifully styled bouquets, plants, gifts, and succulents on their site. Go to BOUQS.com/THOM today for 25% off with the code TOM.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Supreme Court's expected to release up to four opinions tomorrow on the two dozen cases still outstanding. ABC's Devin Dwyer on what's to come.
We're waiting for two gun cases, including a case on whether the ban for guns for domestic abusers can stand. Also, the ban on bump stocks, the device used in the deadliest mass shooting in American history, whether that can pass muster.
The justices could also rule on former President Trump's immunity claim. A U.S. Navy subs arrived at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as a fleet of Russian warships gather for planned military exercises in the Caribbean. Authorities in Alpine County, California, say two people were killed when a single-engine plane crashed in a mountainous area near South Lake Tahoe. The Lakota Nation says the reported birth of a rare white buffalo at Yellowstone National Park could be a sign of better times. It says it's also a signal that more must be done to protect the earth and animals. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the city of Milwaukee horrible in a private meeting with Republican members of Congress on Thursday. People who were in the room offer differing stories, saying Trump was referring to crime or voter fraud in the city, not the city itself. Regardless of Trump's intention, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson fired back the same day.
Donald Trump wants to talk about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us live through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in July. About 30% of Wisconsin Medicare recipients up for renewal this year have been disenrolled from their coverage, according to Wisconsin Watch. Covering Wisconsin, a UW-Madison program, is helping people reconnect with healthcare providers and other programs that support health. Call 608-261-1455 or visit their website to book an appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like crime and legal dramas, check out the reboot of Presumed Innocent starring Jake Gyllenhaal. The show is based on the book of the same title by Scott Turow, which was turned into a 1990 movie starring Harrison Ford. The show is written and executive produced by David Kelly. Gyllenhaal plays Deputy District Attorney Rusty Sabich, who is accused of killing a coworker. The first two episodes of Presumed Innocent dropped June 12th on Apple TV, and new episodes will air on Wednesday nights. Actress Kate Winslet recently spoke to Vanity Fair about how awkward and uncomfortable some of her scenes with Leo DiCaprio were in Titanic. Winslet says she constantly had to redo her makeup between takes because of the kisses with DiCaprio. Winslet added that it wasn't just the makeup issues, but that her costume in the film was very uncomfortable throughout shooting. Making it even worse is that she was only paid $2 million for the gig. We all have a cross to bear. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. Near 50 degrees at daybreak, we'll have light winds. Sunny skies Friday, highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday, we'll have a chance of some showers developing in the afternoon. Right now, it's 55.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances, Devil's Advocates. You know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. It's an honor to have you. It's an honor to be here with you. Thank you for doing it. We'll go straight back to the calls. Let's try Lynn again. Lynn, you there?
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm hanging in there. So grateful to know that you're kind of doing an appreciation day here.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you so many things that I'm grateful of. And a couple of months ago in Charlotte, we had four officers that got shot in ambush. And then you turn on the TV and you see some officers trying to protect one of our statues in Washington. And yeah. The disrespect to people throwing things at them, and just it makes me sick. Where would we be without our police officers? I want to say how grateful I am for them, what they do for us, and I don't appreciate the people that throw things at them, spit on them, treat them with such disrespect. Again, we're talking about these closed-minded people. Another thing I wanted to ask you, too, to let you know how much I appreciate you, is because you do see both sides, to whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you are on the free speech TV. I appreciate that, because most of the time I try to call in, somebody can be so liberal, they can hit their button, and out I go. So I appreciate you letting me to be able to air my situation of how I really do feel. With the undocumented immigrants that's coming into our country, I always thought that, oh, my God, have people forgot 9/11? This is when people were actually getting vetted. We taught them how to fly the planes. They go to New York, you know. We lost thousands of people that day, and people, therefore, afterwards had a lot of cancer and sickness from everything that happened on 9/11.
You're talking about 9/11, yeah. And where do you
connect that? Yes, and now with that? The unvetted illegals coming into our country, just yesterday or the day before yesterday, what happened on the subway? Yeah. There's ISIS. There's, I believe, eight ISIS, active ISIS members that's been detained already. Where are we going with this, Jeff? Well, you know, I'm scared for America. Why don't people wake up, and why is this okay not to vet someone that comes into our country?
Yeah.
Well, we need to know who's here.
No, I appreciate it, Lynn. Thanks for the kind words. I know Tom tries to keep people to one. You made three strong points, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show and watching the show from, is it Sherrilsford, North Carolina?
Yes.
All right. Well, appreciate you, Lynn. You have a wonderful day. So first, as to community safety, as to police, yeah, to those who contribute to public service, thank you. And I do think that there's such justification. There's just so much justification for anger. There's so much justification for anger, which is why taking a little bit of a pause to also take a moment to say thank you can help make sure we're building a movement that is one of that is a proactive, positive movement of love. So I'll say that. As I hear your views, I try not. I don't think of a human being as legal. I'll tell you my own story, and I am, of course, the beneficiary of immigrants to the United States several generations ago, as most of the listeners of this show are. And I will say that I'm right now working pretty hard at getting somebody to terrifically talented persons, a colleague, trying to get her to be able to work in this country. And it's really hard. It's really hard. And the only chance she's got is she won the H-1B visa lottery. And I tell you, anybody should root for her being able to come to the country because she made the country better. She's hardworking. She's honest. She's smart as heck, right? She's kind. She just wants to help out. It's just like, if we think of ourselves as recruiters, as a country that wants to have amazing people do amazing things, we're just not doing a very good job of making sure we're in a position to recruit. We do some things. People want to come here. Maybe having a little bit of red rope at the dance club is cool. It makes people want to come to the dance club. But the red rope shouldn't be insurmountable. You should be able to come. And I would say we absolutely need immigration reform. That can't only be from fear. And it certainly can't be mostly motivated by 9/11. That's not about, like we don't have terrorist attacks because of immigration policy, right? That's not, no matter how high you build your wall, somebody can build a higher ladder. That's not the problem. The really tactical and strategic terrorists, we have to deal with that with real tactical and strategic anti-terrorism efforts. And that's really important. That's more focused on your first point, right? If you want to enforce the law, you got to have law enforcement. It is not the same thing as making it possible to come to the country. And in terms of vetting, of course, when people come, we do vet. But I understand where you're coming from, and I know you wanted to be able to get your point out there, and you had a chance to do that. I appreciate that. But I hope when we're thinking about this, that we don't come from a place of saying, we got here, we got ours, let's keep people away. And I think too much of the immigration debate is rooted in that. I don't want to call it racist. I certainly don't want to call you that. But I do think there's a risk of not being able to put ourselves in the shoes of another person, of taking for granted what we get, not being grateful for the bounty of America, and thinking somehow we deserve it, right? Warren Buffett had said, you know, if I had been born in East Peru, I would have been worth 2 red cents. That each of us so much to be grateful for, that when we approach the immigration debate, of course we need immigration policy and we need immigration reform, for sure. And Joe Biden did just take a significant step on asylum when Donald Trump stopped the immigration bill, the bipartisan immigration bill, that would have tightened up the border recently, because Donald Trump doesn't care about the border, but he cares about, he doesn't care about you, he cares about your vote. He just said so. Doesn't care about the border, he cares about the border as an issue. He cares about something to gin up people so they don't pay attention to his felony convictions. They don't pay attention to the fact that he lost, 17 million jobs when he was in the White House? Don't pay attention to the fact that he put in the Supreme Court that eliminated a woman's right to choose. Instead, he wants us focused on being afraid that people are going to come across the border and do what my great-great-great-great-grandparents did. Come here to make a better life. Did they get vetted? I don't know. I don't really think so. So I hope when we're approaching the immigration debate, yeah, we're hard-minded. Yeah, we think about how can we be recruiters, how we can get folks in the country, make the country stronger. How do we make sure we're not a sieve for felonies? Of course, we've got immigration laws, and if you violate American laws, you don't get to come into the country. Like, that's, you know, you have real laws. But let's make sure we're coming from a place of compassion and also realism. All right, I said more on that than probably was merited by time. Mario from Chicago, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. Very nice taking my call. I love the way you opened the program with this poetic way to do it. Me saying that, there's three groups that I would love to appreciate. You open it about the garbage people. Long time ago, I was in the alley, and I lay down in the alley to check and look in my car. But a few moments before, it was a truck in there. And I laid down in that water, and it was so stinky and so bad. And I thought to myself, and they have to do this every day.
Yeah.
And then, 30 years ago, I make an effort in holidays in the summer bring water, and in winter, bring a piece of cake. Because let me tell you, they do so much for us. And another person, my doctor, she just retired 24 years ago. And I thank the nurses and the whole group and my doctor. But I go out and try to bring bagels, try to bring muffins. Not just thanks. Appreciate a little bit what they do for you, especially your doctor that's keeping you alive. I go and try to buy something to bring to the nurses because they do so much for you.
There you go.
And the last, my wife. I thank my wife for 50 years that she put up with me. And let me tell you, every day I do it.
50 years, Mario? 50 years?
50. 50 years. I'm 75.
Congratulations.
She put up with me, this woman. And I tell you, I thank her every day, like the garbage man and like my doctor, that she's retired now. And I will not say the name because it's public, but the loveliest doctor that anybody can have. And be sure to bring bagels. Be sure to bring muffins. Costco has it very cheap. Go get them and bring them to them. So I would appreciate that.
Awesome, Mario. Thank you so much. Great call. John from Pittsburgh.
Hello. Nice to speak with you, Jefferson. My first grateful is, first of all, your rant just a few minutes ago. Great rant on the immigration. So thank you. Also, I would like to thank the political volunteers. There's so many volunteers out there that step up to the plate every day, and they don't get enough thanks. And I have a hard time stepping up to the plate myself because of my being an introvert, but I'm trying very hard. So having said that, I do have much thanks for my fellow man.
John, thank you so much. Let me interject just for a moment. Thank you very much. And I know my wife is a self-described introvert. I think she gives herself maybe not enough credit. But so I appreciate when introverts overcome any fear that they have to participate in this program. So thank you for that. But anyway, make your second point.
My second point real quickly is I get annoyed by people that say somewhat meaningless thank yous to servicemen and vets for their service. Whenever these people, quite often, it's just a phrase, and they don't step up to the plate themselves. They don't know what it's like to be in the military or to serve.
No, my friend Jason.
They're so eager to say thank you. But Jefferson, thank you so much.
No, John, thank you so much, and thanks for the call. My dear friend Jason has a line. He says, I think I probably shared it before because I think it's so funny. Says, I want to start a nonprofit dedicated to meaningful gestures for the troops. Meaningless gestures to the troops. Because he wants meaningful ones. But John, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers. David, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, bud, look, I want to thank the troops. I'm part of Tech for Troops.
Oh, there you go.
I help out and volunteer. We're here in Richmond, Virginia, and we help bridge that technological divide between some of the veterans that get out of the military, some of your older ones. They need a laptop, they need training, they need education, and we don't waste anything. We've kept over 750 tons out of the landfill. You know, we've over 34,000 in carbon offsets. I mean, we help them out with their game situations, too. A lot of guys get on the games. They talk about things. We save veterans' lives just by getting on, having a game master talking to guys while they're, you know, shooting some aliens or zombies. So we do our best.
Thank you for shooting the aliens and zombies. Thank you for being part of Tech for Troops. It's a good shout-out. Be a hero, even just for one day. Thank you, David.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You guys are doing good. You're amazing. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny. He has his old sparkle back. Tom and Louise love feeling Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has the optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Unlike the other fresh brands, quote, fresh brands out there, that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly.
Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. George Bailey is lying in his bed right there. George Bailey is the name of my dog. We are back. Gabriella, it's your big, big moment. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Jefferson. We're West Coast, so it's still morning.
There you go.
First, I'd like to thank you for your empathy, intellect, and beautiful heart. And then I want to speak regarding immigrants in general and specifically with our economy. If you get rid of most immigrants around the world and especially in our nation, who are you going to find to do that work?
Yeah.
It's not going to be citizens of the country or people that are here with paperwork, possibly. This is an ongoing human history. The lower levels economically always aspire to improve the situation, right?
Yeah.
And it's everyone's hope in every generation to improve their situation. And you're not, once people have gotten comfortable, they are not going to be in the fields picking our produce. They are not going to be taking care of our elders. And one thing I do say on behalf of Reagan, he had a guest worker program, and he allowed people to come, make money, and go back, in this case, you know, across the border to Mexico. And if you stopped the majority of immigrants, not that all immigrants are innocent, I'm not going to go there.
Sure.
But the majority of immigrants just want to improve their situation and their family situation. And, you know, if you do this, if you don't allow this both here and around the world, we're going to be in a really bad place because there's not going to be anybody willing to do that kind of work.
Well, Gabriella, thank you for the call, and thanks for, on Thank You Thursday, thanking the people who make our lives possible, including many, many immigrants. Appreciate you. We'll be right back in just a little bit. What are you thankful for? At 10:30, we will have a segment of news with my dad. We'll have Johnny wants to say, have something to say about Caitlin Clark. We will continue taking calls on things you're thankful for, and anything strategic. Anybody you think is doing something out there that's really smart that we can all learn from, that cities could adopt, that state legislatures could adopt, that maybe if we can build a stronger movement, the federal government could adopt. Smart stuff more of us can be doing. 202-808-9925. Tom's show, your show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wild.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I am so excited. We wrap up On the Road with Jane and Todd in my favorite place, Amory, Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.